There's been an increase in the demand for food. Why is there such an increase?
Well, over the past year, we've had a tremendous spike in demand for food at the soup kitchens, food pantries, and other shelters that receive food through the Feeding America Network. And that's simply because of the economy and because what's happened with the price of gasoline skyrocketing and the price of food skyrocketing. People, the working poor, people living right on the edge, are having a very tough time making it.
Talk a little bit about what the demographic is. What kind of people come in to get food from your food banks?
Well, currently, the United States government tells us that there are about 35 million Americans who live in food insecure households. The Feeding America Network feeds about 25 million of those 35 million, which means there's 10 million people we're not getting to. We know that of the 25 million that we feed, 3 million are seniors and 9 million are children. We also know that only 11% are homeless. So this means that 89% of the people we feed have a home, have a family.
You led me to my next question is can anybody come in to any of these food banks and get food, or do you have to have a certain, you know, qualification?
We provide food to 205 food banks. And when I use the expression food bank, I'm referring to giant warehouses of food. So, for example, in the Los Angeles area, we have the Los Angeles Food Bank, which in turn, that's like a giant warehouse, and that will provide food to probably between 800 and 900 different agencies throughout the greater Los Angeles area. So these are food bank, food pantries and soup kitchens that are mostly in church basements, community centers, etc. All of those places are themselves charities. None of them are allowed to charge for food. They all have different requirements. Generally, the rule of thumb is if someone shows up and says, I'm hungry, they're fed.
How do you receive the food that you hand out nationwide? Is it through drives, donations? How is that managed?
The majority of food that's provided through the Feeding America Network is donated food. And the it's important to say that corporate America has been very generous to us. Most of the food companies in this country contribute food to us, as does the grocery industry, the wholesale industry, the retail industry. We also get food from the United States Department of Agriculture. The smallest percentage of food actually comes from food drives. There are a lot of food drives, and they're very visible, but In the aggregate, they're not responsible for a great deal of the food that we provide, although that food is much needed. I don't want to downplay that at all.
And finally, with Thanksgiving around the corner, is there like a Thanksgiving special? Do you hand out things?
Well, a lot of our food banks make an effort to provide food so that people who are living right on the edge of poverty can enjoy a Thanksgiving just like everyone else. So they do at the local level. We're not doing this nationally, but again, people are very generous, and a lot of our food banks are able to offer turkeys and other holiday trimmings. Certainly any dollar that people can part with will be greatly appreciated.
Ross Fraser, thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon.
All right. Thank you very much.